Between juggling client meetings, managing your website, and keeping up with everyday tasks, who has time to stress about website security? With Kinsta, they take care of the technical stuff so you can focus on what you do best. Kinsta is a managed WordPress hosting provider, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and unmatched human-only customer support. Plus, their user-friendly custom dashboard, MyKinsta, makes managing your site or multiple sites easy and efficient. Customers can experience up to 200% faster sites by simply moving to the platform. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers with zero downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at Kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.
That voice that says, oh, I can't do this. I can't do that. It's not possible. I shouldn't do this. But just do it. Just do it in the name of moving to your potential.
You were not born to lose. You were born to win. You're a winner. You were born to be great. Believe it.
I need you to focus on why you were born in the first place. What are you doing here?
There are dreams and there are goals and there are things that you were born to achieve and that you were born to do.
Get up. Are you listening to me? Get up right now. Get up right now from your misery. Get up right now and start climbing. Get up right now and recognize who you are. Get up right now and climb.
This is that New Year's energy to put that battery in your back, to push you to get up and make the necessary changes. Don't tell me you want to go to the next level if you're not willing to roll your sleeves up.
Are you going to let life beat you down for another year? Or are you going to get up and say enough is enough?
It's time to listen. It's time to focus. Man, let's go. It's time.
So no more resolutions. We about that action. We about following through. As a matter of fact, your motto for this year and the rest of your life is follow through.
You got one life to live. It's time to get it done. Can I ask you a question? Are you that person who sits there on the couch for hours just scrolling through social media? Are you that person at work, you just looking at the clock and you can't stand your boss? Are you that person that's always making excuses and always justifying, and you're expecting this big life, you're expecting big money, you're expecting to go to that next level, and then everybody's fault but yours? You're talking about your mama, you're talking about your daddy, you're talking about your neighborhood and how you grew up. You had all these excuses to justify exactly where you are. I'm talking to you right now, is that you?
You could have changed. You could have transformed your body. You could have bettered your relationship. You could have changed your career. You chose the life you're living right now. My question to you is, are you going to choose to do it again for another year? Are you going to take action, or are you going to waste another 365 days?
It means staying dedicated to your mental, because you know that when you have the mental fortitude, nothing will break you.
This year is your year. And I need you to eliminate any doubt. I need you to eliminate any fear and go get it. Focus, lock in.
In your life, stop being a spectator and start being a participant. Woo! Stop being a spectator in other folks' life and start being a participant in your life. Stop being a social media groupie, being a spectator in everybody else's life, and become a participant in your life by doing two things. Trust me, read a book once a week, and that can be a powerful transformational. Go and get a certification. Go back to school, man. Get smarter, get brighter, become an expert. You choose the two things you need to do. You probably already know. But if you can do these two things consistently, my friend, and lock in, this next year is your year.
It doesn't matter if you feel like it. It doesn't matter if you enjoy the task or not. If you want the results, show up and do the work.
The only thing you have ahead of you is a bunch of blank pages. Your story is still waiting to be written. The best part of that, you are holding the pen. So get writing and get doing. Get building. It's never too late to start creating the life you always wanted.
Are you ready to stop procrastinating? To let go of self-doubt and push through rumination? Are you ready to move through every challenge and become the person you were always meant to be?
And once you create this mental fortitude, you'll find out that you're capable of anything that you want to achieve, my friend. To push past that diagnosis, to make it through school, to push past and pursue your business, despite what anybody has to say.
Stop waiting on outside forces, external forces, to write your script, to write your narrative. No, that is up to you.
What you don't change, you choose. So if you are going into 2025 and you don't like your body and you don't do anything to change it, you are choosing to live there. If you're going into 2025 and you don't like your relationship, you don't feel fulfilled, loved, and happy, and you don't change it, you are choosing to stay there. If every day you dread going into work because you hate what you do and you want to pursue a different passion, but you don't change it, you are choosing it. And the beautiful thing is that you have all the power within you. You don't need me, you don't need anybody else to tell you what you're capable of. You just need you.
Lock in, focus. If you keep talking and never doing, you're gonna get exactly what you got each and every year before, nothing.
If your if ain't strong enough, you'll never get to your then. Lock in. You can get anything you want.
No breakdowns, only breakthroughs. Keep pushing, keep grinding, keep striving, and you will see where your life takes you. Heights you never thought you would reach. Places you never thought you would go. Your bank account on extra large. Your life on inner peace. Your life on serenity. Your life on get up, get out, and get after it. This is a great year to win. Lock in.
Stop wasting your time being a spectator in somebody else's life and start becoming a participant in your own life by having good habits and good rituals and simply doing the two powerful things that can be transformational for you. Because I know this is your year.
The life you want isn't out there somewhere. It's here. It's in your power to create it.
You need to understand, what you don't change, you choose. Are you gonna yell at that morning person that makes you sleep in every day and say it's time to change? Are you gonna go into your work with a different mentality to get that raise or get out of that situation and start your own business? Are you gonna step up or are you gonna fall down? Right now, you are faced with a choice. Change or remain the same.
You see, my friend, there's no such thing as negative self-talk when it comes to mental fortitude. Because all you think is finishing. All you think about is persevering through. All you think about is achieving what they say you won't achieve, my friend. Because you created that wire. You created that mental toughness within yourself. And it won't break you. Nothing will break you.
All gas, no brakes. That's the way you live your life. maximum effort, maximum heart, maximum soul.
If you want to blow up, then you got to do two things. You choose the two things. But trust me, two things can be powerful. One thing might be some new friends. One thing might be getting up early. One thing might be working out, get your mind right. One thing might be reading books. You decide your two things.
Start believing in you so you can go into 2025 with an elevated mentality. So you can go into 2025 with a driven mindset.
Do what you need to do on a daily basis. Matter of fact, do what you need to do the night before to make sure you get up when you say you're going to get up. And you do the things that you say you're going to do. Absolutely no excuses. This is your year. This is your time. This is your moment. I just need you to own it.
This next year is your year. All you gotta do is lock in.
I've never feared any man in my life. We don't back down from anyone. And that's what got me in trouble. I don't play games. I don't kiss anyone's ass. And I'm a real man. And if I die, I wanna die a man.
What I am when I step on that court is, you know, I become that. I am that killer snake. I'm stone cold, man.
This is what I've chosen. Why do I give up my life purpose? So do or die. And it's not a gloomy thing. I'm just going to make it happen.
The other strength I had was that for me, it was do or die. Where other people kind of called it quits and threw in the towel, I didn't have the choice. Yeah, the fear didn't just drop off and let me just sit down for a bit. So I could go and go and go and go.
I consider myself a do or die. Someone that has the fortitude, the work ethic, and the grit to turn all their passions into reality by seeing it, believing it, planning it, and doing it.
I'm just saying that when the mind and the body connect and you don't give yourself a way out, the only way out for me at that time was death. I'm going to be a Navy SEAL.
Or I'm going to die.
Or I'm going to die trying.
It's the moment you realize everything in your life has come to a point where you can either stay where you are or you can pick up your bags. You can build the courage to move that inch. To move that inch in order to build even just the slightest bit of momentum. It's the time in your life where it's do or die.
But the responsibility is supposed to be yours. And if you can't do it, you scratch, claw, and even die trying.
The hustler is going to outwork everybody in the room. The hustler says, if me and you are on the treadmill, two things are going to happen. Either you're going to get off first, or I'm going to die trying to beat you. Because I'm completely sold out to the dream, the vision that I'm carrying. I am totally committed to this.
Anything you want, you can get, but you have to be honest about it. Because if you don't love it and you ain't willing to die for it, don't do it.
You ain't gotta meet me nowhere. I'm coming to get you. And every giant in your life, slay him. You go back and slay him. Don't kill him, slay him.
It's do or die.
Repeat the questions again.
Why are you alive? And for what are you willing to die this very day?
I've got nothing to lose. A last-ditch, do-or-die response.
What is your dream? What did you say to that teacher? What did you tell your mom and your friends? What did you say before you gave up? What did you say before reality became your truth? When did you accept the lie? When did you get comfortable? When did you get off track? When did you stop? When did you quit? I'm here to push you. I'm here to drive you. I'm here to connect with you. When did you give up? When did you talk yourself out of it? I need you to talk yourself back into it. I need you to make sure that you get those notes out. What are your goals? What are your dreams? I'm here to help you. I know you can get there. I know you can get to that next level. No doubt about it. But you got to work, baby. You got to work. You got to rise up early. You got to go to bed late. Let me tell you something. You got to get obsessive. What are you obsessed with? Any successful person I've ever seen in my life, they are different. They are obsessive.
Whatever you identify with, your intellect always tries to protect that. You're willing to fight. You're willing to die for it.
It's do or die. Look, ain't no more talking. This is it.
Dreaming is good. Having goals is good. But sooner or later, there comes a time when you must act. Dreams without action, that's the path to delusion.
Be anyone you want. Believe that you can do it and work hard to get it and it's yours. Never wait and see to believe it. Believe it and you'll see it.
The real question is, how bad do you want it and what are you willing to do to get it?
When is enough going to be enough? When are you going to get passionate about attacking your goals? You are either the predator or the prey.
A true hunter hunts. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
It does not take talent. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. You don't have to be the most intelligent to get to where I am. That's what you gotta do. You just gotta grind, though. You're grind.
Anything worth believing for is worth fighting for. If you got faith for it, you gotta have fight for it. Where's your fight? I see your faith, but I don't see your fight. And it's time to get your fight up.
You have to live it. You have to want it so bad to where you'll sacrifice those Saturday nights or Friday nights with your friends.
I would rather die trying to live my dreams than to live a longer life filled with regret.
I can't want it for you. You have to want it for yourself.
So many people are over positive without having realistic positivity. Now, it doesn't mean you shouldn't dream big, but you better dream in sequence. To get to there, I'd have to go to here. And if I get to that, here's like, if you can't identify what levels you've got to reach to get to that, you're never going to truly believe it.
There's a very small group of people in the world who don't know how to stop. Whatever you tell them, whatever you give them, they don't know how to stop. They're going to get what they want. Or they're gonna, this line goes, die trying. They're gonna give their best to figure out exactly what they want.
I'd rather die than compromise my gut.
Now that you've discovered, okay, I'm not doing what I wanna do, I need to learn how to do what I wanna do, and I need to figure out the bridge, to bridge the gap between the dream and the reality. Do you know why you want to do what you actually want to do? What is your why? Because if the why is great enough, if you're aware of that why, then you can begin to back that why up with work ethic. Every why's got to be backed up by work. Work is what fuels your why.
Today is the day. Today is the day that you try that new thing. The day you say sorry, say I love you. The day you go after your dreams. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And it can be scary. It's a big bad world out there. But you only live once. So live. Take chances. Don't be afraid to fail. Don't be afraid to dream big.
You gotta want it so bad. You gotta give all of yourself to get it. You gotta be obsessive. You can't do what everybody else is doing and think you're gonna get it, because that's not enough anymore. You gotta do something different. You gotta do something extra. Listen to me, you have to think it all the time. You gotta think about it when you're sleeping. You have to breathe it all the time. You have to visualize it all the time. You have to be transforming all the time.
When you are committed to finishing what you started, there is no stopping you.
That's what it's gonna take. All you got, and then a little bit more. Because here's the reality. In order to get it, you must become it. You can't fake success. You can't fake this thing. Trust me. Once you are self-aware of who you are and what you want to do, do what you must do to make the dream a reality.
You must hope and believe in yourself if you ever want to see what that hope can turn into, that belief can turn into. By doing this every day, repetitively, those are the measures that lead to the big moments of success that everyone sees in life. No one sees a struggle in here.
Being lazy won't elevate you. You got to have something that is inside you, something that fires you up, something that drives you, something that gives you more power than you've ever had in your life.
When the f*** are y'all gonna realize that you are the only one holding you back from achieving your goals? There's no other f***ing reasons. You guys are just filled with these bullshit f***ing excuses. I have no time. It's too hard. I'm too tired. Shut up. You wanna lose weight? Get the f*** up off the couch and go do something. Go for a f***ing walk. Eat some better f***ing food. You wanna start a business and quit your s*** job? Then start learning. Go on f***ing YouTube. Figure it the f*** out. You are the only reason you're in the position you are right now. Let's f***ing go.
That's why it's important for you to work on yourself. Listening to tapes, building yourself up, talking to yourself with power, feeling, and conviction. Building yourself up day in and day out, because it's coming. Life will send you some curves you cannot anticipate.
But if you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I want to deal with you. You're going to make me feel dumber. You're going to lower my level. I don't think so. You can go over there. If I got to fight to get you in the gym, that's a problem. That's a problem. You want players that are gym rats, players that want to be in the gym, that want to work.
Mentally, you must be there before you physically even start. When you go there, you've already finished the line, but you're never racing that time. You're not thinking the pain. You're looking at the clock beating it. It's a mindset, guys.
The more you run, the more you lift, and the more you train, and the more you dance, and the more you sing, and the more you advance into the beauty, the brilliance of your future, the more that you move forward and you advance, and you do it for your mother, you do it for your father, you do it for the one that believed in you, you do it for God himself, who put you on this planet to make an impact and leave a legacy. It's the pain, one question, is this all you have?
You're either building the muscle that says, I do what I say, I keep the commitments that I make, or you're building the muscle that says, I make excuses, I don't do what I say, I can't be counted on, right? And so when we think about discipline, it's really about like, what promises are you gonna keep?
Stop lying to your family and stop lying to the universe. If you actually wanted all of these things, you would do something about it. You would get up and get to work.
You must ensure yourself that you're giving it all you can today, because the future we don't know, do we? We're training for that. And when I hear people say terms like good enough, it bothers me.
When you want something out of life, you've got to be willing to go into action. Don't wait around for things to be just right. Don't wait for things to be perfect. Don't wait for the ideal situation. It will never be ideal. There will always be a reason. Well, as soon as the children grow up, as soon as I pay my bill, as soon as I get my divorce, as soon as I get enough money together, do what you can, where you are with what you have, and never be satisfied. A lot of people never take a chance in life. They don't want to take any chances. They want the situation to be ideal. See, that's not walking by faith. That's walking by sight. If I can see it, I'll do it. No. A lot of people say, if I can see it, I'll believe it. No. If you believe it, you can see it.
It's time for some f***ing tough love. So if you're sensitive, keep f***ing scrolling. You are the only thing holding you back from achieving your goals. It's not a lack of time. It's not a lack of money. It's not your family situation. It's your bitch mindset. It's the story you keep repeating yourself about why you can't get started. Shut the fuck up and let's go.
You can't hit a home run unless you take a swing at it. Most people won't even take a swing. But you've got to decide that I'm going to be fearless. I refuse to be denied.
From the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting. Maybe dying on the inside, but you still got life left.
If you want to achieve anything in life, you got to put your feelings to the fucking side and grind. If you want a better fucking life for you, your family, your children, or anything else, all of us have the power to transform our situation. The proof is in the pudding. All you have to do is open up your phone and you will see millionaire after millionaire
billionaire after billionaire, shredded physique after shredded physique, talking about how they changed their lives by doing the work. You can either choose to believe them and follow in the path, or you can act like a victim and say they had it lucky, or it's easier said than done. Stop being lazy. There's no other way to put it. There's no other way to explain it. In order to see success, you gotta strap your shoes on your goddamn feet and start walking. Because talking and dreaming ain't gonna get you there. Affirming that life ain't gonna get you there. The work is gonna get you there.
Don't tell me you have a dream if you're not willing to wake up and chase it. Don't tell me you are going to do great things if you keep hitting the snooze button. You want to be the greatest. You want to be the inspiration you were born to be. You want the world to know your name. Then get up and grind. You think any of the goats wanted to stay in bed for 5 more minutes?
Your mama might be a millionaire. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job. But you will not outwork me. I'm a champion. We ain't trying to cut corners. We ain't trying to see how much we can do and still be successful. I got a standard. I want to be the best. And I love Steph Curry. Steph said, making shots in workouts is no longer good enough. Put this down, finish. Write that down, type that to yourself, execute. Put that down, finish, execute. Let me tell you something, they treat people differently who execute. Nobody care what you're doing in practice. They don't got to do with nothing. That don't count. Now, it don't count what you're doing in practice. It don't count. It don't count what you do first quarter, second quarter, third quarter. The most important quarter is the one you like where you won. Write that down, finish. Effort is not good enough. Ain't nobody paying you for effort. You don't get paid for effort. You don't get paid for trying. Now some of you are like, that's too much. Ah, well, you're not going to be a champion. Going up against other champions, you think you're going to get 50%? You think you're going to get 70%? You think you're going to get 80%? I watch y'all. Y'all good, but you need to be great in this league too. You're real good at what you do, but some of you don't finish. You look good in the first. You look good in the second. You look stuck. But the fourth with the last 3 minutes, I can tell. I can tell with the last three. Listen to me. The real beast is the last 4 minutes. The real beast is when their legs give out. The real beast when they tired. The real beast find a way to pull something out when nobody else ain't got nothing. You have to make a decision that nobody will outwork you. What you gotta do in practice is 1, 2, 3. In practice. Not in the field. That's just, some of y'all, that's your problem. You think that you can dominate when the lights come on. If you can't dominate in practice, you can't dominate when the lights come on. I get up every morning at 3 o'clock. I dominate at 3 o'clock in the morning. I dominate when everybody's asleep. I dominate at 4 in the morning, 6 in the morning. At 8, I go back to bed. Why? Because y'all just getting up. I dominate in the dark. I dominate when nobody sees me. So I dominate in the light because I dominate in the dark. I'm just being real. MJ didn't have a game 7. It didn't matter if he was in Utah, he was in Chicago, if he was in Wisconsin, like the Bucks, it didn't matter. What Mike's mentality was, whoever we play, I'm going to dominate these individuals. That's what I'm going to do. Now, I'm not trying to be disrespectful, so I'm not going to say no other name because I don't want y'all to be like, I don't want to hear what my man got to say. But there are other guys who are good, who consider great, they go to game 7 and it takes the last second for them to win the game. Mike was like, mm-mm, 3-peat, nope, come back. Another 3-peat dominated. So I need y'all to do me a huge favor. Like, I need you to eat, sleep, breathe, dominate. You can't win it if you can't see it. You got to see each one, the vision. You got to see yourself winning in practice. You got to see yourself winning the game. The SEC East, you got to see yourself. Then the championship, you got to see yourself. Then the playoffs, you got to see yourself. Wake up every single day. I was here before I was here. I was up this morning here. I've been here before. I was in this spot right here. I was talking from right here. I envisioned it. I saw it already. I don't even got to hit an alarm clock. My body like, yo, eat, 2:30, get up, eat, 2:45, 1, 2, 3, discipline, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Discipline is you do it so long, so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level. I dominate. Where I go, stuff happens. I dominate. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. A real man in the dark, when nobody's watching, he putting in work. Just because you got here don't mean your 30s gonna look like this. And your 40s gonna look like this. And your 50s. I mean, I wish if you played in the NFL, I wish that whatever your best day was, your best year was, you could just like capture that and that'd be the rest of your life. But unfortunately, a lot of dudes made a lot of money broke. Most of the people who lost 30 million in 1 year, you don't get another year to make another 30 mil. If you know you're not gonna be here forever, then you're gonna treat how long you're gonna be here differently. What's your standard? I don't care what it is, but what is your standard? I got some standards. I've been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and praying to God since I was 19 years old. That's a non-negotiable. Every morning at 3, I'm up. I'm the best in the world as a speaker, not because I'm the best, but I'm the best because every day I put God first. That's my standard. I don't care if I'm in Dubai, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm in Cali, 3 o'clock. I don't care if I'm down south, 3 o'clock. That's my standard. I've been married 31 years. I've only had sex with one woman my entire life. That's my standard. I'm not telling nobody else to do that, but my old dude wasn't in my life because he was running around having sex with everybody. I got siblings I don't even know. I just met my niece for the first time. She's 24 years old. So I'm like, I'm not doing what my dad did. My dad, a high school dropout. I went and got my GED, then I got my four-year degree, then I got my master's degree, then I got my PhD. And I ain't smart, but I set a standard so when my kids came in this world, they mama got a master's, they daddy got a PhD, they at least got to finish high school. I set a standard. Multi-millionaire as a speaker from the bottom up. I set a standard. It's going to be a fight. You can't keep doing this for maybe your freshman year, maybe your sophomore year, but at some point, you got to go take the life out of it. At some point, you just got to, took me 12 years to get the four-year degree. And in the master's, I was like, and somebody said, get the PhD, and I was like, no. And it was like, come on, E, get the PhD. And when I just started going after life and taking it by his throat, not getting to the, some of y'all get to the line. You got to take that thing out, like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You ain't got the money to go to school. You go write those letters and you go knock on those doors. Don't be scared. You need this degree. Go knock on those doors. Go get that scholarship. Don't be scared to ask. Knock on the door. Knock. See. Come on. Ask. And it's going to be given to you. You got to go get it. What do I want to be doing in my 30s, my 40s, my 50s, my 60s? And what you do today, every day when you walk in this joint, what you do today is going to determine how you live at 30, at 40, at 50, at 60. And y'all got a head start, man. Whew.